Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg seems to have a new lease on life since the birth of his baby girl, Max. The tech tycoon pledged to give 99% of his shares to social causes. That is about $46 billion over the course of his life. How does Zuckerberg's giving compare to the charitable efforts of our own philanthropic billionaire, Bill Gates? Well, Whitney Williams is director of Williams Works, a Seattle consulting firm for philanthropies. Hi, Whitney.
Hi there.
So how will Mark Zuckerberg's Chan Zuckerberg initiative work?
Well, we're learning more about it. Obviously, it was announced yesterday. There's a terrific post on Facebook about it. But, you know, they say that they seek to advance human potential and promote equality. And they've outlined sort of five initial areas of focus around curing disease and personalized learning, connecting people. And then the last, they say, is building strong communities. So it's very exciting. It's going to be fun to watch and see how they develop.
Learning, disease, strong communities. Okay. The money is going to, do you know exactly how he's going to tackle those and more issues?
No, and I don't know that they do. I think that okay. This is a sort of first step.
How do you think Zuckerberg's giving, what we know about it, compares to our Gates Foundation's?
Oh, well, you know, in terms of scale, it's right up there. This is obviously a massively impressive, large gift, you know, similar to Bill and Melinda's and Mr. Buffett. So in terms of scale, I think it's significant. There's certainly one core difference, which is the structure, which they've announced is going to be structured as an LLC versus a traditional kind of grant maker, 501c3. So that'll be interesting.
What do you mean interesting? Why this is a limited liability corporation?
Yeah.
Why an LLC?
Well, and what we don't know, because it has not been filed, is whether it's a for-profit LLC or a non-profit LLC. And you could do either in the state of California. But
well, if it's all philanthropic, what does it matter? For-profit, non-profit?
I don't think it does. I think lots of other folks may. But I actually don't. I think that what's exciting about an LLC is that it gives you ultimate flexibility. There are all kinds of other rules and regulations when you're a 501c3 that you don't have when you're an LLC, including, you know, IRS spending tests, et cetera. So it gives them more flexibility to make investments in nonprofits and in for-profits.
Well, flexibility for Mark Zuckerberg, what about the people he's trying to help? For example, Forbes reports that the way this is set up shelters billions of income from taxes. What do you say to the criticism that this is kind of a tax shelter?
Oh, you know, I'm not a tax attorney, so I can't comment on that, Bill. But I do think that the reality is that the goal here is to give away $45 billion, make investments in initiatives across the globe. And I think that that's admirable. Whether it's, again, for-profit or nonprofit, it is going to make a difference in terms of the tax issue.
Okay. Now, to the origins of major corporate philanthropy, you think the Carnegie Foundation, which was very no strings attached in the way it operated. How does that and the Gates Foundation and the Zuckerberg giving change the philanthropy model?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Bill and Melinda's foundation, and I hope Zuckerberg and Chan's is going to continue what I think Bill and Melinda have started in this tradition of living philanthropists, giving back and doing so in their lifetime, which means that not only does their wealth go to work, but their time and their effort and their talent does as well. And I think that's a big change. You know, Mr. Buffett said on the announcement yesterday, 30 is the new 70, referring to, you know, the time when he made his decision to give his billions away. I think the reality for people like Mark and Priscilla is very exciting that they can spend their lives both working on these issues as well as funding them.
Philanthropy consultant Whitney Williams has been telling us about this giant Mark Zuckerberg philanthropic gift. One of the things you said is that it allows him flexibility. That can be taken different ways. The former assistant education secretary in the Bush administration, Diane Ravitch, kind of took issue with Bill Gates' influence over education reform. She says the idea that the richest man in America can purchase and impose new and untested academic standards on the nation's public schools is a national scandal, end of quote. What's the evidence that this idea, individuals shaping public policy with a whole lot of money, is a good model for us?
Oh, hey, I think part of what is very exciting about the Zuckerberg announcement, similar to Bill and Melinda's, is that they are willing to be advocates, not only funders, but advocates. And I think that the role of advocacy in public policy, this is a democracy, and everybody's got a voice. And I think people like Bill, who have learned a great deal over the years about education reform, what is and isn't working, have not only a responsibility, but an obligation to sort of use their voice and talk about what they think works in society. So, you know, I take issue with the former assistant secretary, and I think that, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla are going to learn a lot as they go along as well. And the idea that they're willing to invest in changing public policy to support those who need it is to me the most exciting announcement that could have been made.
We may love or not love their moves in politics, education. Finally, you consult with big philanthropies like this. How would you advise Mark Zuckerberg now?
Oh, well, you know, the end of this beautiful letter that they wrote to their daughter, I think, sort of says it all. They talk about standing on the shoulders of experts. They talk about their mentors, their partners, and the people who help them get where they are. I would say get a great team. Surround yourself with good people and enjoy it. There's a lot of good hard work ahead of them, but it's going to be life-changing for them and for millions, I hope, of folks around the world. So I think they're off to a great start.
Get a great team, enjoy it. Oh, and first, get billions of dollars.
That's right.
Whitney Williams, director of Williams Works, a consulting firm for philanthropies here in Seattle. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot, Bill.